What a merry little dance you've led, Doctor. Forward.
Out of the way, civilian.
Now you get out of the way, soldier.
Forward. But now the music stopped. Enter.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Come in, Tamazan. I was reviewing the Matrix footage.
I'm surprised they recovered anything. The Doctor's TARDIS was in a bad way.
It's a stubborn old relic. I think he's rather proud that he keeps it lurching along.
We've put it into stasis in the Tenacity TARDIS bays.
Good. No need to rush its recovery. He won't be needing it for a while.
The prisoners have also been secured, ma'am.
Please, Captain. They're not prisoners. Merely detainees.
Understood, Cardinal.
We must make sure they are free of Time War contamination before they can be released.
I'll inform the agency. There's no need...
I will handle it, Captain. And I certainly don't want the CIA anywhere near them.
Very well. They've been fed and watered. They're comfortable for now.
Then I should begin. What about the Doctor? How is he settling in?
He's suspiciously quiet.
Walk with me, Captain. You've been on frontline tour of duty for how many years now?
120, ma'am.
Time for a refresher.
Ma'am?
Regeneration?
A third.
Ah, yes. Quite recent, too.
We lost good people in the Navara cluster. But we took out a lot more of them.
I remember my first few bodies like yesterday. You have potential. Complete this mission and afterwards, how would Major Tamazan sound?
Thank you for the opportunity, ma'am.
You will have to earn it. I've arranged you a commission as one of Harlan's drill instructors.
Really? He was...
Your own training officer. He does excellent work. He and the Doctor may not see eye to eye.
I can believe that.
The Doctor won't be an easy student. He never was, I understand. They say he sent Verusa mad. But if anyone can convince him to join Gallifrey's war... It's Commandant Harlan.
Gamma, 379 Delta, 380 Alpha.
This is 380, right?
That's what the sign says.
Great. Looks like we're bunkmates. Bagsy, the top one.
I don't care. Are you sure you're in the right place?
Right here in my call-up notice. Norvid Matrexis, House of Whetstone, Fleet 766, Training Dorm Red 7, Bunk 380.
I suppose you're right. I'm Lady Vida Patrizia. I thought they'd keep the chapters together, that there'd be streaming. You know, Academy graduates in one dorm, the rest somewhere else.
We're all in this together, apparently.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you up there. I think that's my bunk.
Be my guest. I won't be staying.
381 looks free.
So it is.
Don't you have a kit bag?
No, just a screwdriver.
Shh. Hold on. Aren't you him?
I'm certainly a him, at the moment, anyway.
What are you blabbering about? Rassilon's blood. The next six cycles are going to fly by.
The Doctor? It's the Doctor, come here to fight at last.
What? Really?
I can't deny I'm here. I wasn't given much of a choice in the matter. As for fighting...
Attention, Time Lords! No time to waste!
Quick! That's a drill, Captain.
Commandant Harlan wants you ready for inspection in 5.
Sorry, 5 what? 5 spans? 5 seconds? 5 years?
5 minutes. No, make that 3. Do it, people.
That's not... Ow! You're standing on my foot, Peter.
Shut up. You've heard how Harlan runs things.
Move! Less chat, more action.
Excuse me. I'm not going to be late.
Well, I've some complaints to raise about the accommodation.
What about your armour? Prydonian red, aren't you? You need a cloak. A helmet.
I prefer casual. Let's not keep the Commandant waiting.
Oh, when did we get the head cams? Have you been told yet?
When we're posted, we have to get through basic training first. I'd be wary of that Doctor, Norvid. He seems like a troublemaker.
Get a move on! Line up! Settle down! You'll have to be quicker than that. But that's why we're here. New recruits ready for inspection, Commandant.
Thank you, Captain. Welcome to the Moon of Tenacity, your home for 6 cycles. Your life. Because that's what it means to be a Gallifreyan now, to be part of the Time War. We've temporary transduction fields protecting this planetoid and its system, so it's as safe from Dalek attack as anywhere. Here, we will equip you with all you need to survive out there. Forget what you were. You're all the same now. Your Staser is your best friend. I am your family, your chapter, your house. We are Time Lords, and we are Gallifrey. What are we?
Gallifrey!
Very jingoistic.
Quiet in the line there.
I understand. It's new, exciting. There's a lot to talk about. But right now, you listen to my voice. Now, let's see what the draft has brought me. Very good. Good posture, soldier. Head up. Straighten that helmet. Ah.
Hello. I think there's been an admin error.
Where's your uniform, soldier?
Laundry day. Sorry. And it's not soldier, it's...
Doctor. Yes, I know. I'll get back to you. You, soldier. Can you see your face in those boots?
Sir? No, sir. Sorry, sir.
Well, don't apologize. Make sure they're properly polished this time tomorrow.
Yes, because that's what matters when you're being shot at by Daleks. Shiny boots.
Captain Tamasan?
Sir!
We really should stop meeting like this, Tamasan. People will start to... Ow!
You, soldier. Present your weapon.
Sir!
Let me see it. Attention to detail. The difference between life and death. A soldier who forgets to clean mud off his boots is a soldier who forgets to clean carbon from his Staser barrel. And what could that mean?
Misfire, sir.
And when you've 100 Daleks coming at you, gunsticks blazing, what can you do without?
A misfire, sir.
That is a good, clean gun, soldier. Well done. Doctor, get up. We should have a conversation.
I'd prefer that. Where's Olystra? Where are my friends?
Your friends are here. Comrades in arms. Look at the recruits next to you. Those in front. Those behind. Your brothers and sisters. They're the ones who'll save your life. Whose lives you'll save.
Commandant Harlan, I need
to... I am talking. I'm addressing your fellow Time Lords. You wouldn't want them to miss something and die. You will learn things here that save your lives. You might be hoping for an Arcadia posting, scanning the sky trenches, an easy life, eh? But remember this. Wherever you are in the universe, you are part of Gallifrey's fight. You are always your world's last line of defense. Thank you, Talisa.
Company dismissed!
Bring the doctor to my office.
Halt!
It's all right, Tamazan. I mastered the art of walking some time ago.
The doctor, sir.
Stay, Captain. I trust you. Nothing leaves this office. Besides, we don't want any accusations of mistreatment.
Well, to be fair, Commandant, I'm more worried about the chaperone.
You have a reputation, Doctor. Hijinks, insubordination, it's only to be expected.
I don't like to disappoint. I also don't want to waste your time or mine. This is a distraction we can both do without. I was brought here with some friends.
But know this. Your actions have consequences.
We covered the laws of temporal dynamics back at the Academy.
Not just for you, and not just here. You'll have noticed a structure out past the fences.
I did.
The internment tower, where these supposed friends of yours are being held.
Bliss, Rupert and the others?
The aliens. They're being questioned by representatives of the War Council.
Interrogated, you mean? Why? They don't know anything.
Captain Tamerson will be making regular reports back to her superior there.
That would be Olystra. She's still here.
Needless to say, those reports may put those interrogators in a good mood or a bad mood, right before they see your friends.
You should know this, Harlan. People who threaten me rarely come out of it well.
I never threaten. I only state the facts.
Is that so? Well, I would like to challenge the facts.
Sir, should I hit him again, sir?
At ease, Captain. I'm a reasonable man, Doctor. Do your time. The Cardinal wants you here as long as her inquiries take. You never know, I might change your mind about all this.
By all means try, but I doubt it.
Take him back to the barracks. Get some rest, Doctor. You'll need it.
Where are we? Where's the doctor? What have you done with the others? Oh, is this what you do? Imprison and intimidate? Am I supposed to be scared?
I don't know. Are you?
No comment.
Where are you from?
No comment.
What is your name?
No comment.
We already know from Lunar University records. I'm running a bio data sample through our matrix. Your entire timeline. We traced your ancestry to Old Earth, South Asian subcontinent. It would help to hear more recent history directly from you.
No comment.
This is very tedious.
Isn't it? You better let me go.
Nobody knows where you are. You all vanished in the Time War. As far as the rest of the universe is concerned, you're already dead. We could do anything we like and erase our actions from history. So, tell me again. Are you scared?
No comment.
Get all the fun today. Can't wait to have a go on those multi-barrel staser cannons.
It's not a game, Norvid. We'll get to do everything. That's the point.
Sorry, just want to get started. You know, do my bit. We could partner up for weapon assembly.
Just because we're bunkmates doesn't mean we have to stay in each other's pockets.
Don't need to be so high-handed, Vida. Norvid's being friendly.
Doctor, you still here?
Hello, you two. Thought you'd be busy polishing boots.
Where did you get to last night?
Around. I'm supposed to keep my nose clean or innocent people get hurt. Doesn't mean I can't take an interest in my surroundings.
You should stay focused on why we're here. Forget anyone else. It's us I'm worried about.
Tenacity is protected. I checked the barriers last night, outer atmosphere and inner ground shields. This little bubble is completely secure.
It's not Daleks that concern me either. Commandant Harlan operates a policy of collective responsibility. Anyone steps out of line, the whole squad gets punished.
That's hardly sporting. I'm sure there'll be a way around it.
What do you mean?
I'll bide my time, try to keep everyone safe. So, shall we see the breakfast menu?
Not having anything, Doctor?
It doesn't look that appetizing after all.
So where did you vanish to in the night?
I told you, checking security. The perimeter fences separating our camp from the tower and the TARDIS bays must have a central control. I haven't found it yet. I dropped into some of the other dorms, got chatting. There's quite a cross-section of Time Lord society.
Conscription's been enacted from every house and citadel across Wild Endeavour. I was at the academy when I got my call up.
I was visiting Trigovia when I got mine. Never been before. Have you seen the Sapphire Towers?
Oh, yes, quite beautiful.
Gallifrey's cities are worth protecting. I'm happy to do my duty. Unlike some.
What loyal little Time Lords we all are. You're at the Academy, Vida? One of the noble families? Brightshaw? Mirrorflex?
Oh, you can tell from my deportment.
You could say that. The air of supercilious entitlement is rather familiar.
I don't know why you're laughing, Norvid. You didn't even pass the entrance exam.
Oh, don't worry. All the most interesting people failed something at the Academy. But yes, it seems call-up papers go out to everyone.
Our world is threatened. Everyone should contribute to its defence.
That's the brilliant thing about the military. Doesn't matter about chapters, houses, whether you went to the academy. Doesn't matter that I dropped out. Family, even. Look at us, bunkmates.
Yes.
Everyone's equal, are they? What about the leaders back on Gallifrey, the War Council's chess players?
Somebody has to run things, I guess.
And you're happy to be their pawns?
Move it out, people! Know your assignments? Red 7, you're honoured. I'm taking you for weapons drill.
Sit down, dear. Someone's bound to come soon.
This isn't right. We shouldn't be caged like animals.
It's actually rather comfortable. How did you sleep?
Quarren Maguire, Rupert Maguire.
You let us stay together, thank you.
Don't thank them, Quarren. We shouldn't be here at all. We haven't done anything wrong.
Security is our priority, not punishment. Exposure to the Time War brings very real risks to your timeline and anyone you come into contact with.
We just want to be safe.
Of course. First, we'd establish where you're from. Guards. Biodata samples.
What's that? What are you doing?
Making certain you're safe.
Ten seconds left, people.
Got it.
How does this...
Three... Two, one. Present arms for inspection.
Doctor, you haven't built anything.
Here's one I made earlier.
No, I wanted you to assemble a Staser cannon.
Really? Is that all? Sure you don't want an ozone detector instead? I don't even need those bits. Look, it goes bleep and everything when it detects ozone.
Enough! You're going to have to adjust your attitude.
I told you, I'm not staying.
As the doctor isn't cooperating, we are one weapon short. That means... Vida?
Mum?
Drop and give me 30 push-ups.
What? Well, that's not fair.
Build me a Staser cannon in the next 10 seconds, Doctor, or I'll have the whole squad on the floor.
Right, all right.
I need it in 5, 4, 3...
There.
Load your packs, people. We're going on a march. Outside in 2 minutes. Keep going, Vida.
Vida, I'm...
Do me a favour. Load my backpack.
Keep up the pace! You've got 13 lives to give.
Never let a Dalek live.
When they cry, exterminate.
Don't be late, regenerate.
Sound off by chapter. Trident!
Trident!
This is all very bracing.
You understand now, Doctor? Collective responsibility?
Yes, I'm sorry, Vida.
Mr. Commandant.
Back for a morning jog. Likely story.
Look at his pack. He's carrying more than us.
Company! Halt! Commandant en route! Salute!
He needs to be seen to be one of us.
But he is. Look at him.
Quiet there!
At ease, Red Seven. Impressive start, soldiers. I know the pain, the effort. That's why I run up this hill every day, remind myself what we're asking of you.
Indoctrination, plain and simple.
No, I feel part of the team.
Shut up!
Your captain said quiet.
Wake up, can't you see it's an act?
Seems you still need to learn some discipline.
I honestly do feel part of the team.
Still talking, soldier! ID tag, now.
Norvid, sir. Sorry, sir.
Private Norvid. Muddy boots. Are you the weak link?
No, sir.
Weak links break chains. All right, Red Seven, all of you. On the ground, 50 push-ups.
Rassilon's blood.
You heard the Commandant. Keep your packs on.
Commandant, this isn't fair.
All except you, Doctor. You're excused.
What? No, that really isn't fair. I'll do it.
Flex one muscle, Doctor. Say one word, they'll all be doing 50 more.
Sorry, I didn't...
Just shut up.
Carry on, Captain. Battery range is up the hill. I look forward to reviewing your results.
Hello again, Mr. and Mrs. Maguire.
Please, when can we go?
How long have we been here? 5 days? Six? How much longer?
We must be thorough. There is the safety of space-time to consider.
We've answered your questions every day you've asked.
Rupert, don't antagonize them.
There are galactic conventions, laws. You can't keep us here forever.
I appreciate your cooperation. You have answered our questions. But I'm afraid there are inconsistencies with our matrix analysis. Exactly how you came to be on that hyperspace ship, for example.
We were escaping your war.
Of course. Variation could be due to the Time War.
Yes, that must be it.
So, until we ascertain the truth, it's better we separate you. Guards?
No, please!
Take Mr. Maguire to his own accommodation.
Rupert, my love!
Be strong! They can't keep us apart! We'll be together soon!
That depends entirely on you.
Vida, are you awake?
No.
Oh, sorry. I am.
Really?
We don't normally need that much sleep.
That's because we don't normally do anything. 8 days of physical exertion takes its toll.
Muscle builds faster, though. Have you noticed that?
Shh.
Vida, he's not here. Again.
Sleep.
The doctor's off somewhere. I think he's lost.
Everybody up and out! 3 minutes, full kit, battle ready!
What? Why?
It's freezing out there.
I think that's the idea.
A Staser cannon left in an unsafe condition on the target range. Rounds loaded, safety lock off.
Oh. Oh. That might be.
Don't say it, Norvid. Not again.
So we're going up the hill. Extra target practice. Outside in two.
What about the doctor?
If he's not here for inspection, they'll double the punishment. Damn him!
Protect us all!
Dalek's reign will never fall!
Dalek armor's made of rust!
We'll crush our own dust!
Keep up the pace! Right to the top!
Odd time for a run, still, if you can't beat him.
You're here. Thank goodness.
You're lucky it's dark. They're taking roll call when we get up the hill.
Where have you been this time? More exploring?
Yep. Scoping away to that internment tower.
I should report you.
But you won't.
You'd be doing push-ups for the rest of training.
The nearest gates are code-locked, but my screwdriver's running a decryption program. Another day I'll be through. What brings you all out?
It's kind of my fault.
Norvid didn't stow a cannon properly during weapons training, so it's midnight firing range exercises.
Target practice. Then I've a surprise for our captain.
You will complete the course in double quick time. Every target. You fail, you run down the hill, back up, and you start over. Until you get it right.
Breaking you down to build you up. Classic conditioning technique.
All targets down, you get back in the warm. Simple.
You can't keep antagonizing them. It makes it worse.
Thing is, their method only works if they stick to their rules. Reward and punishment. You heard what she said.
We're tired. We're cold. We'll never hit them.
Lucky for us, I've been busy. I rigged the range.
What?
Captain, I'd like to go first.
Where's your rifle?
Don't need one. Squad Red 7 can do this in better than double quick time, Mum. If punishment is collective, then so is success. The course is clear, so we get a lie in.
Go! Go, Doctor! Go, Doctor!
No, don't do that.
Quiet! Let's see what the Commandant says in the morning. Company, stow weapons safely. Move out!
See? Beat them at their own game, they can't do a thing.
Ready for inspection, sir.
So, Red 7 took out my targets in record time. The captain says it'll take a day to reset. You found a way to beat the range. Or one of you did. How, Doctor?
Sonic screwdriver, sir. Very useful gadget, sir.
Show me.
I never carry a gun. This gets me out of all kinds of scrapes. Very versatile.
Let me take a closer look. Give it to me.
I'd rather hang on to it if it's all the same to... Ah.
You're right. A remarkable device. You made it yourself?
I did. It's an ongoing project. I'm always coming up with modifications, new uses, new settings, new capabilities.
Oh, there doesn't seem to be a setting to prevent that. What a pity. Someone clean that up.
Doctor, are you all right?
He just stamped all over a very old friend.
He's determined. They both are. What the Commandant said about the detainees, it's keeping him in line, to a point, but I have concerns.
Go on.
I believe he's getting out at night. Testing the fences separating the training camp from the internment tower.
Trying to reach his friends. But I have him confined, bodily and morally. He's a rat sniffing round its cage. Maintain surveillance. Restrict his access to technology. He cannot be allowed to compromise security.
His sonic device was destroyed. I'm monitoring inventory. He has no other offensive capabilities.
He always has offensive capabilities. Unfortunately, we can't relieve him of his brain.
My other concern is morale. There have been small rebellions. He's gaining something of a hero status among a minority of recruits.
That was a risk. I expect the Commandant wants to clamp down before it becomes a problem.
The majority still see him for the coward he is. He won't join the war. They resent his attitude.
Good. Keep using that. Now, before I forget... Reports for the Commandant. Increased Dalek activity. Possible weapons testing. Harlan may want another translocation for his training facility. I'll update him when the War Council review the intelligence.
I'll pass them on.
And Tamazan, do feel free to reprimand the Doctor. As appropriate.
Oh, I will, ma'am.
Gruel is particularly grey today.
I might have to lodge a complaint.
That's the spirit, Norvid. We've fewer people joining us on our table every day.
You can't blame Vida for not wanting to get into trouble. I can't seem to help it.
Finding trouble is an underrated skill. It's depressing. You're only a few centuries old. First time off Gallifrey, you should all be exploring supernovas. Discovering wonders across the cosmos. Even back home, you could be scaling the mountains of solace and solitude, sailing the lakes of iridescence. Instead, you're marching up and down one boring rock. You should be free, having fun, making mistakes.
No one does that now. That's why we're fighting, so future Gallifreyans can.
I can't help thinking this isn't the way.
Mind if I sit here? There seems to be room.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
At ease, conscript. We're on free time.
Keeping an eye on me, Tamazan?
I'm keeping an eye on everyone.
I'll do better, Captain. I won't let Red Seven down again.
Don't apologize. Tamazan needs you more than you need her. Her job is to bully you onto the front lines, under orders from generals sitting safe in the capital.
Not true. Cardinal Alistra oversees the fighting personally.
Well, the Royal Box offers a very different view than the orchestra pit.
Still, we can all do something to stop the enemy. Everyone can make their own contribution.
That's true. Even you, Norvid. May I join you, ma'am?
Friends again, Vida? Or are you just cozying up to teacher?
Ultimately, it's our decision, Captain. I want to fight. I've seen what Daleks do.
Good words, Private. The sooner we get everyone thinking like you, the sooner we win this war.
I've suddenly lost what little appetite I had. You'd like that, wouldn't you? A compliant army of robots. That's why you feed them this mush. Excuse me, I feel a small rebellion coming on. You are not Sontarans. Don't let them turn you into clones.
What's he saying?
The usual.
He does talk sense. There's room for inspiration, individuality. Oh, what's he doing now?
You know what I would love? A banana, a peach, even an apple. I bet none of you've ever seen one. This stuff, it's wallpaper paste. You know what you do with wallpaper paste?
Doctor, don't you dare!
I was aiming for the window. I'm sure someone can do better. Come on!
Is this what he's reduced to?
Yes, target practice. Come on!
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Galetta. I didn't mean to get you in
the... Oh, dear, Vida. You got something on your uniform.
Mom, it's your free time, Vida.
Well, then.
Pathetic!
You should be pleased. I'm improving their aim.
Do you think this rabble-rousing achieves anything? Think again.
You see? Tamazan is one person giving orders. Why should her voice take precedence over yours?
What are you doing?
The unexpected. Getting a reaction.
The captain went. We'll be in so much trouble for this.
What can they do? Force everyone to march up a hill? Wouldn't you be doing that tomorrow anyway? Uh-oh, she's back. And look, she's brought a friend.
All right. That's enough. Look at this place. You should be ashamed. This is not how soldiers behave.
No, Harlan, it's how people behave. People who are bored. People letting off steam. People who are wound up and sick of being told what to do.
I've been tolerant. This is too far, Doctor.
I wondered what it would take. I've found your limit. You see? Our Commandant's fallible like everyone else. He's an individual. He loses his temper. Another voice shouting in the crowd.
Captain Tamazan, get him to solitary.
Inside. You've only yourself to blame.
Good, oh. I like to take responsibility.
Seven days in solitary.
I'm looking forward to the peace and quiet. I don't suppose you've got a cricket ball?
An unexpected pleasure, Commandant.
Not really. You've heard about the disturbance.
I did.
If it were up to me, a man like the Doctor wouldn't be allowed anywhere near the recruits. I want my objections conveyed to the War Council. It's life and death.
We're a long way from the front lines.
I'm talking about what they take away from training. My whole rationale is to get the raw recruits off home turf. Your reports on the Daleks. It could be time to move. Wherever we relocate, I want rid of the Doctor. I run things my way.
A shame even you couldn't change his mind. Perhaps given longer.
We've pushed our luck here already. Hosting a jinx like the Doctor, it unsettles me.
Old soldiers can be so superstitious.
The ones who stay alive are. Tenacity is a good sight. Gravity, terrain, both ideal. I'll keep running exercises over the next few days, but if the enemy's moving, we should too. Nowhere is impregnable.
Even Gallifrey?
Nowhere.
Lost? How can we be lost? I can see the base from here.
The aim of temporal orienteering is to reach the start right after you left, having collected all target flags. I've just lost track of microspans. We're a few minutes behind the others.
We've lost already, haven't we? Why couldn't we choose our own navigators? I'd have been better. Even Zintel would have been better, and he's time blind.
You've got to admit, I need the practice.
Maybe if you hadn't set off the fire alarms in the shower blocks.
I was relieving boredom. You know, like the Doctor said.
Like the Doctor? Do you want to get locked up too? Like the Doctor? Haven't you got it yet? Every time you mess up, we all suffer.
It was letting off steam, having fun. Kalanta enjoyed herself, didn't you? Okay, try now. Grab your time bracers, everyone. Temporal phasing in 3, 2, 1.
We're right where we were.
But at a different time. Hold on, just getting my bearings.
At least it stopped raining. Norvid?
Sorry, everyone. Wrong relativity. I jumped 10 minutes along.
Come on! The other teams will have their targets now. You four, recce the area, in case by some miracle someone's had worse luck than us and dropped a flag.
Wait a second. What's that? Something not on the list.
Hey! Over here!
Zintel and Kalanta found it too.
Is that? It is. A hunter drone.
Can't be. Everyone, down, behind the ridge.
This way!
A Dalek reconnaissance drone. Do you think it's a test?
We'd have been told, wouldn't we? Either way, I should notify the captain.
I know what it's doing. He's trying to get a signal out.
Captain, come in.
Tarzan receiving. You're on the emergency channel, Private. Did Norvid get you lost?
Sorry, ma'am. Do you have a lock on our position?
You are lost. Tracking now. What the hell are you doing out there? You're 20 minutes behind.
Ma'am, there's something here. Something Dalek. It's not on the schedule.
Hold on. I'm getting it.
If it's found a way to breach the barriers, others can follow.
Shut up, Norvid. I'm talking to the captain.
All right, don't panic. Stay down. This isn't a drill. I'll transmit over right away. Tarzan out.
Look, it's doing something. I need to go and check.
Norvid, stay put! You idiot!
Scanning. Scanning. Communication established. Moon of Tenacity. Time Lord presence detected. Analyzing defenses.
getting too close.
I just want to check. I think it's going into broadcast mode.
How do you know?
I've read up on them a lot. It's a bit of a hobby. They infiltrate, orientate, scan, and report. I'm not entirely useless.
We're too close. We need to get back to the others. The captain will be here any second.
We've got to stop it before it reports back.
We've no weapons. Captain's orders.
What would the doctor do, eh?
Norvid, wait!
I'll chuck a rock at it. Distract it. It can't transmit if it's chasing me. Don't worry, they're not armed either. Hey! Hunter drone!
What's going on here? Vida,
Norvid's trying to...
Alert! Hostile action defense mode!
Over here, stupid Daleks!
Trooper! Come back!
Exterminate!
No! Stay down! I'll deal with this!
We need medics. Quickly, please.
No, we don't, Private.
But Norvid...
It's too late.
He thought he could do it. Like the doctor, he said. Be like the doctor.
Captain, what in Arcadia is going on?
Dalek Hunter drone, sir. Red 7 spotted it on orienteering. Someone tried to deal with it himself.
He said it wasn't armed.
It's a new hunter class, fitted with gunsticks, double shot to the heart.
I've seen reports and dispatches. We can't take anything for granted.
Sorry, sir. We tried, sir. We tried our best.
I know you did. Everyone, back to barracks. Leave the body. I'll address the camp in an hour.
Sir, if that drone managed to report
back... I know. I'll review all outgoing signals. Might be time to move out. Put the boy in a casket for transport home. Have our guest released from solitary. We'll strike camp and start deconstruction. For once, I suppose I can't blame the doctor.
Can't you?
There's no one going to tell me what I did to earn early release. No? Nobody speaks without permission. Something's going on. You're shutting up shop.
Doctor, our time together is ending.
Just when I'd found my niche in solitary.
You'll be put back with the others. Help load up. You can't object to that.
You're shipping out.
Hardware first. The camp's designed to be packed into a battle TARDIS inside a day. Armory, barracks, towers, everything. Tomorrow we'll get the troops on their way. Headcams and postings. You're welcome to join them.
You're sending them into battle.
That's rather the point of the training.
I suppose Tamasan has my orders.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know what this is?
A silver flower, moonlight bloom, isn't it? For me.
Here.
An emblem of peace and meditation. Thank you. I don't know what I've done to
deserve... Not anymore. It symbolizes cowardice. We pin them on deserters.
Captain!
Sir, he should know. He should know that a man who won't fight will get people killed.
Captain, enough!
What is she talking about?
Private Norvid. He followed you. Now he's dead.
Tamazan, step away from the doctor now.
Norvid, how?
I gave you an order, soldier.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Denied. Do something useful. Report to your cardinal. We may not have long.
Not long? Before what? What's happening?
A recruit was killed by a Dalek hunter drone. They know we're here. That's why we're leaving.
What can I do?
Come with me.
No witnesses this time?
We're grown-ups, Doctor. We can speak freely.
Can we? All right. What you're doing here is an abomination. A betrayal of trust. These youngsters have never left Gallifrey. First time away from home. They look to you for leadership, guidance. But you are training them to be targets. You might as well be painting crosses on their armor, lining them up in front of the Daleks.
Let me take that. Such a beautiful bloom. I used to get out past the house, Mother. Watch the petals open in the moonlight. Only ever grew on the south face of the mountains.
Is that supposed to make what you're doing acceptable? An interest in botany?
Tamerson's wrong. You're no coward. You're a hero of the old Gallifrey. The world's changed.
And not for the better.
Soldiers die. That's the hard truth of war.
They have to know their contribution is valued.
Do they? Jolly rhymes about regenerating, dying for the cause.
We keep up morale. Tell them they can give their lives over and over.
It's a lie. From what I've seen, most Dalek weapons have regeneration inhibitors. Most Time Lords die once.
The War Council are exploring ways to counter that. But every sacrifice counts.
Sacrifice? There's no glory in dying in battle, Harlan. It's squalid. It's painful. And it's pointless. However many bodies you throw in the line of fire, the Daleks won't stop.
Precisely. Weight of numbers is how we'll win.
No, this slaughter cannot go on. There has to be a ceasefire. At some point. Call on me then.
But you can't talk to Daleks.
You think I don't know that? More than anyone? We must find other ways to oppose them, not simply adopt their methods.
We no longer have a choice. You just said it yourself. Nobody knows the enemy like you, Doctor. Why won't you stand with us?
I have fought Daleks all my lives. I stand with the oppressed, the innocent, the ones who'd rather not fight. It seems to me that right now the rest of the universe needs protecting from all of you. I'll help evacuate, rescue my friends, and that is it.
You can't walk away. You can't abandon your people. Think of the innocents dying already, everywhere you choose not to go.
I've stayed away because I don't know where to begin. I don't know the answer to a time war.
So what? You stopped trying to find one?
No, but I'm sure it's not to keep sending millions to die. To escalate an arms race where both sides have unfettered access to all time and space. I've seen worlds destroyed, civilizations choked in their cradles, whole races fleeing in terror. I've seen centuries of art, of science, wiped out in an instant. I just saw a beautiful rainforest burn, along with every creature living in it. I didn't even know the planet's name. If you're prepared to accept that much collateral damage to the rest of the universe, then what exactly are you fighting for? I'll protect those with no choice in the matter. No voice.
Noble sentiments, but that's all they are. You avoid the issue, while the rest of us have to make a stand. We are the ones in the right. Gallifrey must prevail at any cost.
And that is what terrifies me. That certainty. You start believing only in absolutes? Well, isn't that exactly who you're fighting?
Well, Captain?
The Dalek fleet changed course from the Vortex, heading this way.
Just when I'm close. Move the detainees. Put them in a holding pen while we deconstruct the tower.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that?
Cardinal, we've Dalek sources entering the upper atmosphere.
Already? The sky trenches should have held them at bay.
I told you, nowhere's impregnable.
I'm checking, ma'am. That noise, the outer transduction fields are gone. I don't know how.
Fortify the ground defenses and brace the shield around this base. Open the bays and ready the battle TARDISes. I expect the Commandant will want to use them.
Confirmed, Cardinal. We'll engage them in the stratosphere.
We're defending Tenacity.
No, we'll execute standing orders. Destroy as many of the enemy as we can. Commandant.
I've made you your soldiers. You might as well use them.
I heard about Norbit.
He thought he was helping.
What happens now?
Tomorrow we get our assignments and we go to war.
You won't have to wait. The Daleks are here.
Should have taken them days to get through the system defenses.
Daleks have a nasty habit of doing the unexpected. You need to leave. And I need to find my friends.
All right, people. Battle TARDIS is ready. Grab a weapon and board in your drill squadrons. It's your lucky day. We're launching an attack. I'll take the lead, TARDIS. We'll hit them in the upper atmosphere.
You can't. They're not ready. Listen to me. Tenacity is a rock. There's nothing to defend. Get in those TARDISes and leave. Now!
Doctor!
I've got to try. Hand me that rifle, Vida. The Daleks are coming. There's no point in fighting. Leave! Now!
Coward! Do your duty!
No, you do the responsible thing and get everyone off this moon while you still can. Attention!
Sound off by chapter. Pryden.
Damn it, all of you. Fall in. That's an order.
Temazan, what's happening?
The doctor... It's chaos, Commandant.
Forget him. Get everyone you can airborne. We've 50 sources incoming. I want a welcoming party.
Sir! Battle Tardis troops! Whitney! Look onto my course and intercept!
Your lives mean something. Don't be forced into throwing them away. Choose your battles. Stand and fight only if there's a sacrifice worth making. This one isn't. Your future is in your hands. Take it and run!
Please, where is she?
In. Wait there.
Quarren!
Rupa! Oh, Rupa, darling!
Quarren! Oh, what did they do to you?
Questions, more questions. I've confused myself. Oh, it's everyone.
Yeah, the gang's all here, with one exception.
Oh, no. What's that?
There's a reason they've let us all out, and I don't think it's good.
I can't save you. Your captains and generals won't save you. Only you can save yourselves. Now go!
Doctor, I know where your friends are. A holding pen in the tower.
You found that out? For me?
You said they were innocents. You should get them away.
What about your fellow recruits?
Some follow Tamazan. Some aren't ready. Everyone's taking TARDISes, but I think half of them are going to run.
Then I've done some good here after all. Get yourself away, Vida. Anywhere.
I've made my choice, Doctor. I'm fighting.
Oh.
Here's a transmat bracelet. I've preset coordinates. It'll take you into the tower. And this keycard will get you out to the TARDIS base.
Thank you. I'm sorry, you know, about Norvid.
He wasn't cut out for this. If he were here, I'd be sending him with you.
Think again, Vida, please.
Follow your calling, Doctor. And I'll follow mine. For Gallifrey!
For Gallifrey.
We're going to blast those sources from the sky. Who's with me?
I said I'd be back.
Oh, about time too.
Doctor!
Where have you been?
Everyone ready? My TARDIS is in lockdown through here.
Are we under attack?
Somehow the Daleks breezed through the system's defenses. The ground base is shielded, but it won't hold for long.
What'll happen to your Time Lords, all those soldiers?
I did what I could. It's up to them now.
This way.
Doing well.
Thank you, sir. Will you be joining the battle?
Much as it would be my honor and privilege, I can't stay. I'll leave the final assault in your hands. Carry on, Major Tamazan.
Sir, all squadrons, ready to go. On my command. Vita here. Squadron 12 have incoming. Repeat, we have incoming Dalek attack troops.
Remember your evasive maneuvers, Vita.
Short hops. They're breaching our shell.
Gallifrey's finest, we will remember you. Alistra!
Commandant Tom.
We can't defend Tenacity. They're too green, and too eager. I'll have Tamazan wait a few microspans, draw in the enemy fleet. She can pull back whoever's left and detonate the moon. At least a few will survive.
Is that the Doctor's influence? Will you stay for the debrief?
No. Anyone alive after this will be bloodied enough. The War Council have something for me in the Resurrection Mines. I'll take back the boy's casket. they can put on a show. Will you be returning to the Capitol?
Soon. I have unfinished business.
Until this is over, we all do. Don't take this the wrong way, Olystra, but I hope our paths don't cross again.
The sentiment is mutual, Commandant.
Have a good war, Cardinal.
Right, stay together. Almost there.
There it is. The blue crate.
I'm still not convinced we'll fit.
Here's the key. She's not fully recovered, but we need to...
We're surrounded.
Olystra, you have plenty on your hands with the Daleks. I'll be out of your hair in no time. One less thing to worry about.
I appreciate your concern, Doctor. And yes, you're welcome to go on your way.
Really?
Give him the screwdriver.
It's a different color. I like it.
Your TARDIS is still repairing, but it should move through space, if not time. Go, if you must.
Very well, then. Bliss, show the others inside.
Sure,
guard. I'm sorry, Doctor. The departure visa is only valid for one.
You just said we could go.
I said you could go. The others stay.
What do they want?
Please, let us go!
Don't worry, I've not come this far to abandon you now. I am going nowhere, Olystra. Not unless they come with me.
These people are mine. I've not finished with them.
Whatever your reason, whatever you think you're looking for, if you want them, you have to come through me.
I've given you every opportunity, Doctor. You won't fight. And now you won't get out of my way. Commander, give me your staser.
So what? You going to shoot me?
Yes, but nowhere too vital. Just enough to trigger your next regeneration and give myself time to remove these people.
What?
Since this doctor has made his position clear, I may have better luck with the next one. Stand still, and I'll make your death as painless as I can.